Exclusive, AE4HF co-founder on vaccine mandate. If we don't take a stand, we could lose this nation for our children. By Robert Krajicek on January 7, 2022. We could lose this country if corporate and government vaccine mandates are not legally defeated. Sherry Walker, pilot and co-founder of Airline Employees for Health Freedom. AE4HF said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Walker explained her rationale for launching AE4HF to challenge vaccine mandates. She remarked, "I looked down the hall at my 16-year-old and I realized that someday he's going to be faced with medical choices that his boss is going to impose on him if I don't do something. He's going to look back at me, and he's going to say, 'Mom, 10 years ago you had a chance to stop this. Why didn't you fix it?' And so that's why I'm fighting. If we all keep in mind that if we don't take a stand, we could lose this nation for our children, yeah. That motivates me every day, makes me get up and get going." Walker said United Airlines could have easily market demand for domestic flights around Christmas if not for manufactured shortages of pilots and crew driven by CEO Scott Kirby's imposition of a vaccine mandate on the company's employees. Kirby blamed exposure to COVID-19 for the company's cancellation of hundreds of flights on December 24 and 25. She stated, "We had advance notice through company contacts that the airline was facing its normal holiday labor shortages. Add in Omicron, and the warnings were 25% to 30% reduction in staffing. So as the weekend approached, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, we started doing some calculations. If Mr. Kirby would merely put the 354 pilots that I have on the street willing to work back to work, we could have covered over 1,200 flights." She continued, "Well, you still need flight attendants. So about 4-to-1 on the flight attendant side of the ratio drops that number to about 850. So we could have easily gotten our customers, who we daily appreciate and love, to their destinations to be with their families for the holidays had he merely ended his direct draconian policy of indefinite unpaid leave." Walker described Kirby's public declarations of his corporate vaccine mandate decree as a marketing campaign wrapped up as a safety measure. "We found that the notifications that a United Airlines was bragging to the frequent flyers that we would be an all-vaccinated airline by December," she recalled. "We believe it's a marketing campaign. When you threaten people's livelihoods for that purpose, not for a fair opportunity, that's what motivates me." Walker noted how United Airlines became increasingly invasive in its questioning of pilots and crew seeking exemptions from the corporate vaccine mandate on religious grounds. She said, "As we went down through the process, the rules of the game changed. First, you had to have a letter from your pastor. Well, no. Now you have to have a letter of somebody who knows you. Well, now we have to ask you questions about your faith and why you can take an aspirin, but you can't take a shot. The whole thing's just seemed to be leading to something sinister." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Breitbart Middle. Sherry Walker, January 5, 2022.